In this meditation, we shall experience the three aspects of meditation to which we have referred already and which we have also experienced. That is, the use of the imagination, reflection, both leading to contemplation. But in addition to this, we shall relate what we are doing to our breathing. Indeed, what we are doing in meditation relates all the time to our breathing, because the breath has very much to do with relaxation. If the body is relaxed, then breathing becomes regular. Conversely, if we are breathing irregularly, then it's very probable that the body is not relaxed. The two interrelate very closely. So all the time, the breath plays a significant part in what we are doing. But in this particular exercise, we shall very consciously relate what we are doing to a kind of breathing. Now, this is very simple, and let me say straight away that the breathing exercise that I shall give you is to be related to the meditation and consciously departed from after the meditation. That is, you should not carry this particular breathing exercise over into your regular breathing pattern. So it's very simple, but it can be very powerful and very effective. But first of all, let us relax our bodies. And as you will recall, it is important that the body is in a state of combined relaxation and receptivity. I'm going to pause for a few moments so that you find your own particular body positioning. Now just observe one or two particular tension points. For example, the hands. What are you doing with your hands? Are they relaxed? Because so often our hands are clenched tightly together, and this is an indication, as we know, of an inner state. So consciously relax your hands, spread your fingers, stretch your hands as far as they will go, and then let them go limp in your lap. The same with the tummy. Just tense the tummy muscles and then relax them. Breathe out as you do this. Observe any other parts of your body, the shoulders. Clench the muscles and let them go. Drop the shoulders. See that the head is erect. You are looking forward, slightly upward, because you are in a state of receptivity. You are expecting to receive from the divine source, from your maker, from God. Now use your imagination and see your body. Just observe yourself with your eyes closed. Use your imaginative faculty. See your body. Respect it, reverence it. Let your breathing become regular. And now, while you sit in this relaxed state, let me explain to you the pattern of the breathing. Don't for the moment follow the pattern. We'll do it together in a few moments. At this point, just be aware of the pattern. What we shall do is this. On the in-breath, we fix our attention on the solar plexus, that is the part below the rib cage. And as we breathe in, we use our imagination, and with our mind's eye, we bring the breath up from the solar plexus, the place of tremendous energy and tension, up to the level of the heart, that is the center of the chest, and then a pause, and we breathe out. And as we breathe out, we consciously breathe out, as it were, light from the chest. So what we are doing is this. We are transmuting the energy, the power energy, focused in the solar plexus, transmuting it into light, a higher form of energy. Let me go through this again before we actually do the exercise. We focus our attention on the solar plexus, which we keep relaxed. And as we breathe in, we follow the breath upwards in our mind's eye, up to the chest, and there a pause, and then on the out breath we transmute the energy into light, which we radiate from the heart. Now we'll do this together. So we breathe in and out from the heart. Keep relaxed. In, up from the solar plexus. Pause. Out from the heart. As we breathe in, up from the solar plexus. Up to the chest. From the center of the chest, breathe out, radiating out in all directions, the light. So let us do this in silence for a few moments. Keep relaxed. You're not having to keep pace with anyone else. You're in your own space, your own time, and you are in control. Now, just quietly focus the attention in the center of the chest for a few moments. Be aware that this is the point from which the light streams. This is the Christ center, the heart. The place concerning which Jesus said, if I be lifted up, will draw all men unto me. Now I'm going to explain the second part of this breathing exercise. So as before, would you just listen to the exercise first, and then we'll do it together. This time we begin by focusing our attention on the crown of the head. And on our in-breath, this time we bring in the light with the in-breath through the crown of the head, down through the throat, to the center of the chest, and again on the out-breath we radiate the light. Very simple. Let me say it again. We focus our attention on the crown of the head, and as we breathe in, we bring in the light down through the head, through the throat, follow it down in your mind's eye, bring it right down to the chest, and then again radiate out the light Now, let us do this together. Make sure that your body is relaxed. Observe again the tension points. Look at your hands, your solar plexus, shoulders. So we breathe in, bringing down the light through the crown of the head, down the throat, to the chest. Breathe out, radiate out the light. Once more, the light pouring in as you breathe in through the crown of the head, down through the throat, to the chest, radiating out. So let us do this together in silence. Once more, center in the heart. And use your imagination, if you find it helpful, to visualize the heart as a place of light. And if you feel the need of stabilizing yourself even further, put yourself into a picture of tranquility, your own picture. It may be you'll find you'll keep using the same picture each time you do this exercise. Centered in the heart, you are in complete control. Now, just one or two words about this exercise. Make sure at the end of the exercise that you return to your regular pattern of breathing. At the end of the exercise, you return to your regular pattern of breathing. Now, these two aspects of the exercise, the breathing up from the solar plexus to the heart and the breathing from the crown of the head to the heart, balance each other. So what I suggest is that you use these two exercises, or this one the two parts of the one exercise together, that you use them at the beginning of your quiet time, your meditation. Let the whole not take more than 5 or 6 minutes. Now, you don't have to time yourself, you don't want a stopwatch, but when you feel that about that time has elapsed, then you center in the heart and you can just continue for as long as you feel is right, centered in the heart. And as we have done before, bringing yourself back again and again to contemplative awareness, remembering that the three elements will play a part in most meditations: imagination, reflection, and contemplation. But what you are seeking to do is to move more and more into the place of contemplation, that is, being aware of the whole. Before we begin the next exercise, which is basically the same as the last, I want to ask you to join with me in a little contemplative awareness of yourself. And I'll show you what I mean by this. Let's begin where we always begin, by relaxing our bodies So a few moments of silence whilst you position yourself once again. Being aware of the tension points to which we must constantly give our attention. Now be aware of your whole body. And when I say be aware of it, feel it. Just feel every part of it. Put feeling into your whole body. And let the picture of your physical body go. Just be aware of the tremendous energies that constitute you. And those energies indicate and symbolize and signify and sacramentalize all the potential that is contained within you. Now let your attention focus on two parts of that pattern of energies, two points of which we have made ourselves very much aware in our previous exercise, the chest and the crown of the head. These two focal points provide the axis to our whole being. They are sometimes called the chest or the heart, the Christ center, and the crown of the head, the Holy Spirit center. The word sometimes used is chakra, but don't worry about that. That describes a vortex of energy. So you see, in our meditative exercise, indeed in all our exercises, we are Christ-centered in that we center in the heart. And we are opening ourselves to that great force called in Christian terminology, Holy Spirit. The Christ reality in each one of us is constantly renewed by the power of the Holy Spirit. And from the Christ center, we give. The love of God is poured out to the world. Now let us go through the previous exercise, the breathing exercise. Once more, be aware of the solar plexus where so much energy, dissipated energy, so much potential is focused. On the in-breath, we lift up the energy to the heart. And we breathe out in self-giving, radiating the Christ light and love and power. Again, up from the solar plexus. Pause, radiate out light, love, and power. Again, up from the solar plexus. Pause, radiate out light, love, and power. Continue this for a few moments in silence. Now we move again to the second part of this exercise. Be aware of the crown of the head. Bring down the light through the crown of the head, consciously through the forehead, consciously through the throat, consciously to the center of the chest, and again radiate out. The crown of the head, consciously down through the forehead, down through the throat, to the heart, radiate out. Once more, the crown of the head, the forehead, the throat, to all mankind from the heart. Now return again to your normal breathing pattern. Be aware again of your whole body. And be conscious that from the heart you are linked to all creation. Your true place in creation is realized through the exercise of the love that centers in and that streams forth from the heart. keep centered in the heart, then you are in control. And in this centering is symbolized and signified your desire, your intention, your will to allow the divine power to pour through you. Once again, be aware of this axis, the crown, and the heart. And these two form a cross, the vertical and the horizontal. We close with the words of St. Paul, "I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me."